Welcome to NaperCov Conversations, the monthly podcast brought to you by Naperville Covenant Church, where our mission is to know God fully, love authentically, and serve courageously. This month, we'll be speaking with Kathy Bittner, one of NaperCov's illustrious volunteers with church administration and the head member of the Women's Bible Study. NaperCov Conversations is brought to you by the people of Naperville Covenant Church, where we work towards fulfilling our vision of an increasingly diverse, compassionate community in our neighborhoods and world.
At Naperville Covenant Church, our mission is to know God fully, love authentically, and serve courageously. So come and join us and be a part of our mission as we continue to build and develop relationships where the hurting are helped and the lost are found. This is Naperville Covenant Church.
Kathy, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
I'm glad to be here, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yours and your husband Mark's history at the church, and you know how you first got involved here with NaperCov.
Well, I've grown up a lifelong Covenanter and was a member of Northwest Covenant Church in Mount Prospect, Illinois, as I was growing up. And then when I was married, we joined Glen Ellen Covenant Church because we lived in Wheaton. And when my boys got older, they didn't have much of a high school program. So they boys decided that they would rather go to a different church with some of their friends who, and they had a very good high school program. So I talked to the pastor at the time, and he said, definitely go with where your boys wanna be at on Sunday mornings, because that's important to stay together as a family. So we did, but I always wanted to get back to the covenant because my heart is with the covenant. It's what I was raised with, and I just love the denomination. And so, long story short, after the boys went off to college and got involved in their own lives and things, Mark and I began to look, do we go back to Glen Ellen? Or do we check out other covenant churches? So we checked out a couple in the area, and Naperville Covenant Church was the second church that we checked out on our list. And we walked in, and we were greeted immediately by Larry and Diane Anderson Joan and John Murray. And we talked with them for a long time, and it turns out, as is the story of the covenant, we knew many people together that were, you know, 6 degrees of separation does not apply in the covenant. And so we knew many, many people that each one of us had in our background at some point. And so we had many people in common. And we went to service, and Scott Gillen was our pastor here at the time. And he had come approximately 9 months before. So he was relatively new. This was probably about 2009 or so. And Mark and I walked out afterwards after coffee, of course. That is a covenant thing. A coffee and fellowship. And we walked back to the car together, and I said, we found our church. And he agreed wholeheartedly. We just believe that the Lord led us here, and we felt very comfortable here, and really began to dig in as much as we could. In the very beginning, the first few years, we weren't overly involved because Mark worked in the city and traveled, and I worked out in DeKalb and also traveled. And so we were really busy. We came on Sundays, but we really weren't able to be as active in the life of the congregation, in the ministries of the congregation, as we would have preferred. So that's really how we got involved, at least on the periphery, with NaperCov.
Yeah, so I know, like, many may not know this, but you've worn many hats in your involvement here with the church, from being on the leadership team to volunteering your time with church administration and helping lead Women's Bible Study. You know, how do you think God has spoken to you to lead these down these paths for your church?
You know, it's kind of interesting. If I would have, if you would have asked me 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, if I would have seen myself in some of these roles, I would have said no, because my whole career and my whole professional life was based on public education, public higher education. Mark's was, of course, based in appraisal work, very minute details in terms of appraisal work, but just different work. And how it's interesting to me that when I lost my job at NIU in 2014, the first place I sought some guidance was from Pastor Scott Gillen and Pastor Diana Shiflett. And I met with them repeatedly, and they invited me to the Bible study, which was happening. I had never been able to go because I was working. And I started right away with the Bible study, and I just really enjoyed it so much. And I met, I obviously knew some of these ladies, but I really got to know them because I actually came and participated week after week in the Bible study. And then I never dreamed that God would use the skills that he had given me professionally to be able to help the church. And then one thing led to another over the years, and they the church congregation asked if I would serve in a leadership position at the church, and I did that. And then Scott indicated he was going to retire, and we began to transition and plan for that. And I had had a lot of succession planning at in the public higher education level, a lot of experience in serving the board of the public universities in terms of looking for new leadership at the university level and things. So all those things were important, and kind of I brought those to bear. And, you know, for Mark, who ever dreamed that his appraisal work would actually be such a ministry opportunity now, where he does all of the church's books and pays all the bills and manages the salaries and the payrolls and things for the church, for all the staff, as a volunteer, because again, he never dreamed that the Lord would use him for that either. So we're constantly amazed, and we talk about it a lot, he and I, about how the Lord has used our careers to prepare us for ministry. And it really does. The skills that I'm not a biblical scholar by any chance or any speculation, but just the skills of being able to organize and plan and bring people together that the Lord had given me professionally, I've been able to bring to bear with his to his glory, I think, for the church. So I'm awed and amazed at how that transfers, and excited at the same time to be able to bring those skills to the Lord.
Yeah, because that, I mean, that's going to lead me to my next question about the Women's Bible Study. I mean, you did touch a little bit on how you first got involved with it, but how do you think it's grown over the years with the NECC Women's Bible Study?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. We've always hovered between like 14 and 20 people-wise. But the people who come and things have changed. The curriculums that we've studied have changed. I think the major change for us was we've all gotten a little bit more computer savvy because of COVID. You know, none of us are really experts at the computer. And when we were working, I used the computer a lot, but I had a staff who helped me. So I didn't have to worry about learning how to actually do things myself. And so now I think when we had COVID hit the church and the Bible study ladies, we you know, we were all confined to our homes, and we really needed an opportunity to come together and fellowship and discuss and pray. We needed that contact with one another. We've become like sisters in Christ over the years. And so we tried to take it online, and we were successful. We had quite the learning curve, but we did try to take it online, and did probably a year and a half almost of Zoom Bible study calls. And the neat thing about it was we were able to have people who didn't necessarily live around here, but they were invited by people, ladies in our Bible study, to participate, join us on the Zoom. So that is the one thing I think that's changed. We were significantly enriched by the discussion and by the different perspectives of the ladies that were able to join us on Zoom. You know, there's a trade-off. When you go meet in person, some of those ladies can't participate because they don't live close. But we are also able to bring together the people who weren't so comfortable on Zoom and bring them back into an in-person setting. So I think basically all of us have learned to be a little bit more tech savvy. Not that we're experts, but we're getting we're doing getting better for our group. And it's just, I think the ladies that have been part of that Bible study, we have very little change out. each year. We just started today again for this fall. And we've got one or two ladies that are coming back now that haven't been with us for the last couple of years. But it's so nice because we literally have become like a sisterhood. And I can't think about doing life without those ladies in our Bible study, because we're so much more than just studying the Bible together. We are truly sisters and daughters of the Lord, and we feel that. We lift each other in prayer, and we support each other to the best of our abilities.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of touches on the next question, too, you know, just talking a little about the NACC family. What is it that makes it so special to you?
Well, I think part of it is it's just a covenant church,
yeah.
Which is really important to me in terms of the way I've been brought up. But the fact that there is, like I say, there are very few degrees of separation in the covenant. Mm-hmm. And there are so many of the people at this church who are so welcoming, first of all, and so loving and so desiring of serving the Lord and welcoming new people. And the fact that so many of them have overlapping stories. I did not go to North Park College. Many of them did. But I have, even because I've been a covenanter, I've got so many people in both of our lives, in my life and in their lives, that we have in common. And so it's just, I'm just awed. We have a condo in Holland, Michigan. And I was looking on Facebook the other day, and one of my neighbors in Holland, Michigan, who went to Wheaton College. I did not know her at Wheaton, but she went to Wheaton, and here she was commenting on a couple of girls from the Covenant on their Facebook page, and I had no idea that she was a Covenanter herself.
Nice. Okay.
So, I mean, it's just, I think the people in this church, I've been in a lot of Covenant churches all my life, and when I visit places, I just absolutely adore the people in this congregation, and I think no matter if you've been a lifelong covenanter or you're a new person to the covenant or to NECC, this is a family here, and we come alongside one another, we support each other, we lift each other up, we pray for each other, and we walk beside each other in our trials and our challenges, as well as we celebrate the joy together.
So cool. You know, one thing that we like to highlight in each week in our social media and elsewhere are special Bible verses of the day, like, for example, Tuesday Thoughts, Wednesday Wisdom. Is there a specific Bible verse you live by, or is one that's close to your heart? And if so, what is it about that verse?
Well, I'll tell you, I do have a life verse.
Okay.
And I'm going to give the verse first, and then I'm going to tell a quick little story again, which shows how God is so awesome and, you know, orchestrates our days and our lives and our steps.
Okay.
The verse that is my life verse, and it always has been since I've been a Christian, is Proverbs 3:5-6.
Okay.
And it says, out of the NIV version, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." And for me, that's been just a cornerstone of my life. When things are going well and when things are going wrong and I don't understand, I have had to accept, just don't try to understand. Just lean on the Lord, and he will direct my paths, and he will make them straight. And when you talked about why we came to Naperville Covenant earlier, the one story, when we did decide to join, we went through the Inquirer's class with Scott Gillen.
Okay.
And we did the whole class with him and several other people. And then those of us who joined the church stood up front. And Scott, as was his way of doing things when welcoming new members to the church, told a little bit about each one of us. And then he himself had been called a parade over each one of us, and then gave each one of us a unique scripture that he felt represented us.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't know me very well at the time. Yeah. And when he got to me, there were six or seven of us in line up in the front of the church. And when he got to me, he said, "Kathy, and the scripture that I have selected for you is Proverbs 3:5-6. And I said, I was so shocked, my mouth dropped open. And I said, "Scott, that's my life verse." And he said, "Oh my goodness." He said, "This is a God moment."
Yeah.
And I just got the chills. And I'll never forget, as he read the scripture to me again, I thought, he absolutely has orchestrated my steps to be here at this church at this time. Mm-hmm. And for that, it's not only a very special verse, but I do feel called to continue to serve here and be part of this wonderful family of God.
Once again, we'd like to thank Kathy for joining us this month. NeighborCove Conversations is brought to you by the people of Naperville Covenant Church, where we work towards fulfilling our vision of an increasingly diverse, compassionate community in our neighborhoods and world.